He placed his hands on her hips and bent his head so that he could whisper in her ear. As soon as the melodic Sumerian words started, she felt power radiating from his hands to her body. It sent a warm fissure up her spine to her scalp, where it tingled.
"What are you doing, Sin?"
"I'm loaning you what powers I can."
His whispered words brought tears to her eyes and choked her.
"You trusting me?"
His lips were so close to her cheek that they tickled her skin.
"You asked for another chance. I'm trying my best to give it to you."
"Don't fail me." Even though he didn't say those words, she could feel them in her heart.
"I won't fail you, Sin,"
she whispered back to him, an instant before their weakened powers united enough to flash her to the hall where Simmy had taken Katara. But Simmy must have returned to Las Vegas, since she was nowhere to be seen. Her raw emotions still churning, Kat paused in the corner to give herself a moment for composure. Dalarian, Madoc, and Mordant stood with their backs to her. From this angle, the dream gods were almost identical in appearance. Dalarian had long, straight black hair that hung just past his shoulders. Mordant's black hair hung to his collar and was straight, while Madoc's was the same length, only wavy. All three were dressed in black and speaking in a low tone. Mordant lifted his hand and covered Katara's body with a light silk sheet.
"It's disturbing to imagine a Galu with this kind of power. I thought we'd seen the last of those bastards centuries ago."
Dalarian shook his head. "Only on the human plane. Their gods were smart and hid them well from the rest of us." Kat cleared her throat to let them know they weren't here alone. The three of them turned toward her with stern frowns that melted as soon as they realized it was her and not one of the other gods. She closed the distance between them.
"I'm sorry to eavesdrop."
Madoc didn't appear very forgiving of her actions. "Been there long?"
"No, I came in on the disturbing comment and concur with it."
Unlike Madoc, Dalarian's expression was completely stoic. "So what brings you here, Katra? Does Artemis want us to haunt someone?"
That was normally her reason for disturbing them.
"No, not this time.
I need to know if any of you have ever been in a Galu's dreams. More important, has any dream hunter been in Kasar's?" Still, Dalarian's face showed no emotions whatsoever.
"Why would an Oneroi?"
"Not Oneroi," she said, interrupting him. "I'm not looking for someone who'd have been helpful or healing toward the Galu. I need a vicious Skotos, someone who would know what Kasar is truly afraid of."
They exchanged puzzled looks. Madoc folded his arms over his chest.
"There are only two who would fit that. Solin or Cypher?"
"Cypher,"
the other two said in unison. Mordant folded his arms over his chest.
"Even though he's vicious, Solin is too into women and sex. He doesn't stir fear unless it's to kick an Oneroi out of a dream."
Dalarian concurred. "Cypher is the one who thrives most on fear, and always has. But he's a complete renegade that not even we can rope in." Cypher sounded exactly like what Kat needed.
"Great, where is he?"
"Tartarus," Madoc said coldly.
"We were forced to kill him, and now he's spending eternity being punished for his crimes."
Yeah, this was getting better by the minute.
"You killed him?"
Madoc nodded.
"Let me reiterate the part about him being a complete renegade. He is what made people afraid to go to sleep. But if there's someone who's going to know a way to scare a demon, he's your god."
"Sweet." Kat put as much sarcasm into that single word as was possible. "Can't wait to meet him. Would one of you care to send me over to Hades' place?"